There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dream. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you. Here you are at last. Free yourself from past and walk into the new. Be guided by what's true, causing no one harm. Least of all, Om Namah Shivaya Gurave. Satchidananda Murtaye. Nishprapanchaya Shantaya. Niralambaya Tejase.
Satyam Shivam Sundaram Sansar Saram Abhayankaram Dukharam Karunavataram Jyotirmayam Swayambhu Prakriti Sudaram Shivasmarami Jagat Swami Nirvikaram.
The romantic tribe of 17th century. John Keats, Percy Bysshe Shelley and Lord Byron. They all died young. But they are the most important figure in the world of poetry. In English literature, one of the poetries of Percy Bysshe Shelley, Adonais, has been written by Percy Bysshe Shelley when his close friend John Keats died at the age of 23 or 24. In that poem, there's one statement. Its death is dead, not he. He's dead, but it is he is not dead. His death is dead, not he. I weep for thee, O Adonais. Death is the most baffling thing. Death is something which is a mystery. Has ever been a mystery. People have tried to understand death. The philosophers, the thinkers, the science. Everybody describes death in different words, different interpretations, religion, different religions. And this question is a very interesting question. What happens after death? Those who don't believe in spiritual or metaphysical things, they say, just as the clock stops, body stops, that's it. But the East is not ready to believe that. Very well. Extra physical element in the system, in the body that never dies, and which persists, nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavaka, which fire cannot burn, no weapon can penetrate it, air cannot dry it, water cannot wet it. That's something, that unknown, that soul, that invisible, indestructible, indivisible remains and it goes to another body, just as person drops the old tattered clothes, soul drops the old body. But how all these things happen? This is very confusing to understand the entire process of death. What exactly happens after death? There has been a lot of research on death. They say that just before 4-5 hours before death, we have chakras on our soul. Those sub chakras start detaching from the body. And soul has lived in the body for such a long time, it loves the body. It doesn't want to depart. Gradually, the astral cord, which is connecting the body with soul, is cut. So the soul chakra, S-O-L-E, soul, they say that first that this gets disconnected. Then the astral cord is cut. And soul moves out of the body. But soul is there only after death. Because it is very difficult for the soul to believe that I have left the body. It is my body. So it shouts, it shrieks, it talks with the relatives. I am alive. Don't cry, don't bewail, don't mourn for me. I am there. But the voice is not heard. The soul accompanies the body. It's there, everywhere. It's trying to see what is happening. It sees this is my body which is dead. And relatives are my wife, my children. Why are you crying? I am there. Don't cry. But his voice cannot be heard. The soul has loved the body so much that it is not possible for the soul to forget even for a moment that I am no more in the body. This keeps on going on till the soul, the body is cremated or burnt, buried. Till that time, the soul is there only. It has not gone anywhere. Once the soul is cremated, once the body is cremated or destroyed, soul feels a sort of freedom. But it still keeps on visiting those places, those things which it loved. The delicious food, the office. If the person is greedy, the soul is around the locker. How can soul live? This goes on. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, seventh day. It keeps on happening. It doesn't want to live. 12 days. But there is an element of freedom. I am totally free. Otherwise it used to take so much time. Now it can go anywhere. It can travel very fast because body is not there. Yesterday Baba said, I travel across the world in 1 second because he is bodiless. There is a sense of freedom, but it doesn't want to go anywhere. A mother, soul is gone, but the mother is visiting children. Husband is gone, but it is visiting wife. Wherever there is an attachment, the soul is visiting those places, visiting and revisiting those places. 12 days. Till 12 days this goes on and on. And they say that later on. We, you know, the 13th day, till 13 days, till 12 days, soul is there only. That's why, if you cry, if you are sorrowful, you are sending out negative vibes to that soul. That's why Hawaiian traditions, they talk of Ho'oponopono. What is that? Ho'oponopono. They talk of this. Ho'oponopono. That's a Hawaiian tradition. In Hawaii, people, Ho'oponopono. There's a big procedure for Ho'oponopono. You ask for forgiveness to the soul who has departed. And they say that after the death of any person, for 21 days, you should sit all the family members for 15 minutes and ask for forgiveness or forgive the soul or send pure vibrations and give best wishes for the future journey. Prayer. There are four elements in Ho'oponopono. They say that you should do this practice of Ho'oponopono is otherwise also in the pranic journey, in the journey towards freedom. They talk about Ho'oponopono. You ask for forgiveness, even in the spiritual circles, they talk about Ho'oponopono. In our literature, we call it Sakash, asking for forgiveness and forgiving the souls. So that Ho'oponopono is a series of forgiveness, prayer, retaliation, whatever the feeling of revenge is there, just drop everything. Put a full stop to the past. So, now they say that for 12 days, 7 days, soul is there only, and then gradually, soul is entering a dark tunnel. Soul starts entering a dark tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel, the ancestors are waiting. The ancestors of that soul. And they welcome. And they tell the soul to now proceed towards forward journey, towards the astral region. In other words, subtle world. And there, soul sees everything which it had done. Every deception, every past doing. The soul has given sorrow, the soul was suffering. There is a sense of revenge, somebody had been unrighteous. The soul remembers everything. And then it comes back again. In this corporeal world, and the soul searches womb. New parents. Everything is so perfect. The blueprint is created. There is an augment. There is a talk. And depending upon that talk, a blueprint is created. And the soul is searching a proper womb. A mother, a father. And then by 4th month or 5th month, soul enters the womb. In medical term, we call it quickening. They said that a baby is kicking. It means, yes, the mother feels the baby has started kicking. Quickening. Now the soul is in the womb of mother. Baba says, in this Kali Yuga, it is Garbhajail. In the golden age, it would be Garbha Mahal, palace of womb. So, two things happen in Garbhajail. One, Sakshatkar, divine vision of whatever you have done in the previous birth. Everything you get to know. This has come in Murli's. You get Sakshatkar, and after that punishment. There are two types of punishment. One is the punishment of Garbha jail, and another is, Baba says, Jamghat, Jamdut. So here, the soul is inside. Which month of pregnancy soul enters? They say fourth, fifth. But we never know. There could be some delay also. And depending upon that, our horoscope is created. That's why they say which time, which date, what were the condition of the stars. And this horoscope is sometimes so accurate. We cannot say that we are scientific people and we don't believe in this horoscope, because many times it is very accurate. In the earlier times, it was absolutely accurate. They could tell everything. What date this person is going to die, what date this is. In Buddha's horoscope, everything was written. How things would happen. So, now the soul is in the womb and soul comes out. Here Baba says, in that womb soul cries out, oh, pull me out of this jail. I am suffocating. And soul comes out. For next 40 days after our birth, we keep on remembering all those things which we had done in our past lives. That's why you see a baby in the cradle, it starts laughing, it starts crying. It starts laughing, suddenly there is no stimulus. Nobody is saying anything to that baby. Nobody is pinching that baby. Without rhyme and reason. The baby is crying. The baby is sometimes smiling. Probably it is remembering its Baba Milan. And then sometimes baby is in pain. It is remembering its hospital days of COVID in the It's remembering how I was on ventilator, and it will remember how people, when I had a cardiac arrest and they were pumping me, so difficult it was, CPR. So soul remembers, they say about 40 days it keeps on remembering. After coming out in this world, it remembers everything, and then gradually that complete memory is destroyed. And then soul starts a new journey. It recognizes. It is told, this is your mother, this is your father. It forgets all the languages. Earlier languages, earlier sanskars, earlier nature, male, female. All sanskars. But yes, there are souls who remember the past birth. Why? Because something is so deeply imprinted. The person is brutally murdered and it remembers and it wants revenge. Sometimes there is a deep spiritual memory. So from your childhood, you retain that memory, a very deep memory. That's why there are souls who are born with vairag in their heart. They never were attracted to this world. Never. Because they had been sannyasis, yogis for a very long time. The moment they see mountains and the moment they see nature, they just want to get lost, totally alone, silent. Because they had been great yogis. There are so many yogis in the world at present, if you see. So don't take death lightly. It's a very serious affair. There are about 20 kids now. I don't know how to calculate the percentage. But there are maybe 20-30% souls who have not getting bodies. There are two types of souls who don't get bodies. First, the worst, the sinners. They have committed so many sinful activities. It's very difficult for such souls. We don't know Hitler has got body or not till now. They search. when they keep on wandering and they keep on suffering. And the second type of souls who don't get bodies, extremely virtuous, highly virtuous souls. Because they search such suitable parents, where to get? The world is vicious, and they are so exalted souls, so elevated souls. So they have to search proper mother and proper father. Only then they will enter. And the time they have to see, which time, which date, and they enter. And the time of death, time, place, and reason is fixed. So don't say that why this happened, why that happened. This time is fixed, place is fixed, and reason is also preordained. A king dreams that death is going to come, and death says, I'll meet you tomorrow, be ready. King wakes up, calls an urgent meeting. All the intellectuals of his cabinet come. They suggest so many things, but the old minister says, what are you wasting your time over this meeting? Take your fastest horse and start running. Go to the end of this world. Run far away. The shadow of death will not reach you. The king feels this is best idea. He takes his fastest horse and starts riding so fast. And it is the end of the day. By evening, he reaches one place and he feels he is far away now. And he stops at one place. Somebody keeps a hand on his shoulder. Oh, so ultimately you came. Actually, I could not believe that you will come because the distance is so much. I am waiting for you at this place since morning. Really, your horse is appreciable. Your horse is commendable. His work. I am death. The death was waiting for him there. There is another king who was cursed that he would be bitten by a snake. So they ordered all the snakes to be killed and so many things. Not a snake should remain in the kingdom. And the king then goes to a funeral. And behind the skull, he just touches the skull and the snake comes out and bites him. So, it is, you cannot escape. So, coming to this garbham jail, the soul, as I said, after leaving the body for 4-5 hours, before 4-5 hours, the chakra, soul chakra starts disconnecting, then the astral cord is cut, and then after death, till the time of cremation or destruction of the body, the soul is moving here and there only. And next 12 days, soul is visiting all those places. But a state of freedom. 13th day, they celebrate. That's why there are so many rules and regulations in India. And Hindus, for 12 days, or they don't go out. So many rules are there. If you study scriptures, after death, so many rules, restrictions are there. Don't do this, don't do that, don't go there, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat, get it from somebody's house. They don't prepare neighbors. So many rules are there. Why? This is to give that peace. And then, as I said, the soul enters the dark tunnel. It meets its ancestors. And then the forward journey toward the astral region. And from astral region again it comes back. And then the search starts. There are so many souls in the world, 20-30%, maybe they have yet not got bodies. And new souls are, like so many deaths are happening. And then it enters this garbha jail. And in this garbha jail, in this womb, it remembers everything again. Baba says there would be punishments here. You will have divine visions here. And then you, the soul cries out, leave me, leave me. I want freedom. And it promises to God that I will not commit those mistakes again. But the moment the soul comes out, all promises are gone. Promises made in storm are broken in calm. Everything gone, and again the new chakra, the karmic board. New actions start getting written on that board of karma. Karmic web, karmic account, karmic statistics. It's very complicated, and soul is involved. Again, this identification with the body. That's why keep on reflecting on body, on life, on death. Keep death in front of you, your eyes all the time. This is my final hour. That was Mama's teaching. How to do intensify Purushartha? This is your final hour. Now it's 5:30. So only 1 hour left. After that, finished. So, in order to avoid these punishments, stick to Srimad. Yesterday evening also Baba was saying, you are made impossible possible. Because of what? Because of this observance of purity. See that the whole month of purity, you attain that highest form of purity. It is the impure deeds that lead to impure action. Baba said yesterday, purity is the foundation of super sensuous bliss and all the attainments. Without purity, you cannot have those. Yesterday's Murli was very strict, very powerful, loveful also. Baba said, I am loveful also. Don't feel that this is my only strict form. But his love, if you love him really, purity would become swadharma for you, natural for you. Brahmacharya is the highest and the highest and the greatest Srimad. Without this, this is the very foundation. If foundation is weak, everything would be weak. If this foundation is strong, then you give blessings, your own blessings, blessings from the family, blessings from God. Everything you get. But if this is weak, everything falls down. Baba has given very intense and detailed definition. It doesn't mean just Brahmacharya. It doesn't mean even these waste thoughts, even impure feelings for others. They come in the domain of impurity. So, in order to avoid those punishments, tread the path of purity. Make purity your greatest friend, your greatest support. So today we have seen Garbha Jail. Tomorrow we will see Garbha. How to create that Garbha here and now. Om Shanti.